Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now with a story that perhaps needs an advisory that it may not be appropriate for children. It involves Georgetown Law School student Sandra Fluke, who's reacting to Rush Limbaugh's recent attacks on her. She's the young woman who's testified in favor of President Obama's plan requiring insurers to provide contraceptives. On Wednesday, Limbaugh called her a slut and a prostitute because, he said, insurance-provided contraception is like paying women to have sex. Yesterday, he upped the ante, saying since the premium-providing public is paying for Fluke to have sex, she should post tapes of her sex life online. Fluke responded on MSNBC.
Initially, you're stunned, but then very quickly, you're outraged because this is historically the kind of language that is used to silence women, especially when women stand up and say that these are their reproductive health care needs and this is what they need.
David Mark is senior editor for Politico. David, Rush Limbaugh is known for these incendiary comments, but yesterday he lost a sponsor, Sleep Train Mattress Centers. So is this the comment that breaks the camel's back for Rush Limbaugh?
This is the first time I've heard of a sponsor actually pulling out of a Rush Limbaugh program, so I think that is something new. Whether or not it's a stampede remains to be seen. The bottom line is Rush Limbaugh is still a huge deliverer of ratings. He's got lots of followers, so I hate to say it, but it comes down to it. Yeah. It's a business decision, no matter how distasteful his comments may have been.
But, will he be a deliverer of votes? We'll get to that, but first let's back up. Sandra Fluke was thrust into the limelight when Republican Congressman Daryl Issa said that she was unqualified to testify at the congressional hearing on mandated contraception coverage, during which only men testify. We remember that. Then Democrats convened an unofficial hearing. She spoke there. Remind us of what she had to say.
She basically said, as you alluded to, it's kind of a constitutional right that the government should have no business in banning these contraceptives. I think fair to say that's a majority view, although some dissent from it. But it was more about process than anything else, the fact that it was an all-male panel initially testifying on contraception, more than the actual substance of what she was saying.
Well, she also testified about a friend who needed contraception for medical reasons and couldn't get it at Georgetown University. Now, this all came as Democrats in the Senate yesterday narrowly defeated the Blunt Amendment, which would have allowed any employer, not just religiously affiliated employers, to opt out of parts of the president's Affordable Care Act, including birth control. The president has already given religiously affiliated organizations like Georgetown an exemption from that mandate. So does Rush Limbaugh's attack undermine what some Republicans have been saying, that this is about religious freedom? Because it when he talks, it sounds more like it's about women.
Yeah, I think it just comes across more personal than anything else. When he uses those specific words, that's just very evocative language, and that's just going to get people upset, not just Democrats, not just those who disagree on the contraception issue, but even a lot of Republicans who just don't think that's really helpful to their cause.
In fact, Carly Fiorina, National Republican Senatorial Committee Vice Chair, today condemned Rush Limbaugh for calling Sandra Fluke a slut, saying the language is insulting, incendiary, and most of all, a distraction. The Washington Post conservative columnist Charles Krauthammer is writing that as well. What is he saying?
He is basically arguing that this is a settled issue, that it's been a settled issue for several decades now, even going before the Supreme Court decision, the Griswold versus Connecticut decision on contraception, and why in the world is anybody bringing it up now? And this is from a conservative columnist. This is not somebody who was usually particularly sympathetic to President Obama. So I think that kind of gives an indication of where everybody stands on this issue.
He cited the ruling that cleared the way for contraception. He also pointed out Rick Santorum was losing primaries because of this issue.
Right, and I think there's a lot of evidence to that degree. This really isn't a partisan conservative versus liberal issue. It's just something that nobody was even discussing until a few weeks ago, and it just is absolutely a losing issue for Santorum, and if he's not careful, for some of the other Republicans as well.
David Mark, senior editor of Politico, on the latest fallout on contraception. David, thank you.
Thank you.